Claire Rosa with the Olds Christmas Angels that joins us on Community Hotline today. And Claire, the month of December, always a great time for the community to help you guys out. How have things gone so far? I know you've had a couple of special events that have taken place already here this month.
Yeah, December is busy, busy time for the Angels. That's for sure. We kick things into high gear. And the community of Olds, as always, has just supported us in an amazing way this year. Many, many different events going on. I was at the Christmas bake sale at the high school, the Christmas Palooza bake sale. So things like that happening on their own. And then the Battle of the Broncos wrapped up last week, which was a great event that kind of finished the day off after the boot. So that was a really big day for us. The boot drive raised over $6,300, which is amazing. And we split that with other service groups in town, but that's a huge fundraiser for us. And the Battle of the Broncos, any 50-50 funds and funds from their raffle table and stuff all goes to the Christmas Angels. So we expect to get over $2,000 from that as well. So it's been honestly a great month of lots of support from the community as usual, which we're always so grateful for. But we're in our final push and we'll find out kind of next week when we start to make hampers, where we're sitting for toy donations and cash collections and all of that.
For sure. And one big more push on this Friday, December the 12th. You guys are going to have your annual toy drive. What are the hours and where will it take place?
Yes, this is our last big fundraiser of the year, our last kind of push to collect any toys that are out there that are coming to the Christmas Angels. It's this Friday, December 12th, at the Canadian Tire location in Olds. It does not look like it's going to be very warm, so that's a little bit disheartening, but we will have a fire going and we'll be all bundled up and the Christmas Angels will be there from 3 till 6, accepting toy donations and cash if you'd like to make a cash donation. We're happy to take gift cards if you'd like to donate gift cards. Teen hygiene kits are something we're really kind of pushing this year to collect for all the teens in the community. So, it's our kind of last big push before we start to get to work next week.
Yeah, that's great. And just checking on your website there, you guys do still continue after Friday to accept gifts for a little while. What is the deadline and how can people utilize your gift registry?
Yeah, so December 15th is kind of our cutoff date. That's the day where we collect all the barrels from the different locations in town and we start to sort through the toys that we've collected. And it's also the day that we close down nominations for hampers. So that's kind of the end of our kind of drive. And when things get started, you're able to, until then, fill up the barrels that are in town. All the locations of the barrels are on our website, as you mentioned. And our online registry is also an option for those people who can't get out and about to do some shopping. There's an online registry on our website, and it's pretty simple. You just kind of go on there, and there's lots of gifts that are listed, and you can do that right there.
Perfect. Well, thanks for joining us today, Claire, and have a very Merry Christmas, and we look forward to seeing how many hampers you guys are able to help out the community with this year. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Galen. Really appreciate the support.